What's good? What's good? We are back live from Vietnam. 2-6, home with J. Cole. Somebody got some music playing in the background, real loud.
I like it though, sir. Stop.
And Biggie hitting in the background.
Home with J. Cole, home with Dennis Smith Jr., home with Alfie and Crockett, Murray, Dennis L.A. White, and of course the live from Vietnam crew, and much, much more. We got myself, the one and only Paul Masson tonight. We got Mr. J. We got Big Face with the new background coming up with the
live from your mama crib, digging up all your jukeboxes.
And we got the Mutate God as well. And of course, Latin Texas said he can't make it. And DVA Alias Christ should be coming in anytime as well. So, how y'all doing tonight?
Good, man.
Fantastic, brother. Fantastic.
Anything new happen from anybody y'all want to talk about?
I mean, yeah, all kind of shit new happening, and you know about a lot of it. You know, we in the bare knuckle world, baby. We headed to Manassas, Virginia next Friday, February 16th. We're at the Salisbury Center for the BKFC Prospect Series. Catch your boy on Circle of Kings. Catch your boy on Knuckle Town. Catch your boy at the MMA Junkie. The man P right there, he know about that. Circle of Kings.
Yeah, things are moving fast. Very, very fast. I mean, we started doing it like 2.5 months ago, and things are moving very, very fast. So, yeah, that's why we over here trying to step up this live from Vietnam as well, man. We gotta compete. We got to compete with Circle of Kings right now, man.
Family, baby. Family.
Anything new with you, Jay, or the Mutate guy?
What you got, Jay?
Right now, you know what I'm saying, just waiting on the final mastering of a couple of tracks of, well, remastering of a couple of tracks of the Empire's Dark Ages album. We'll have that up. I'm hoping to have it up by the end of the month. But we'll see. We'll see what's going down. Two more interviews coming up. And some more new footage for the documentary should be coming out of Greensboro, hopefully by the end of the month as well. So, you know, trying to keep some things moving. A couple of irons in the fire. We'll keep y'all updated on that.
So we got a special guest about to come in. Some of them know him as the father of hip-hop soul. You might know him from the Nutty Professor soundtrack with Smooth the Hustler and Trigger the Gambler. You might know him from the Black Mask soundtrack that Jet Li was on. And definitely check that out because there's an underground hip-hop soundtrack that a lot of people miss. You might know him from De La Soul's Artificial Intelligence album with the smash hit record Through the City, produced by legendary Jay Dilla, which also was featured in the video game True Crime Stories of New York, the HBO hit series Sex in the City, and the blockbuster film Made, starring P. Diddy and Vince Vaughn. You might know him from songs with Ill Bill, Smooth the Hustle. You might know him from the Lyricist Lounge Volume 1, or you might know him because he's just DV Alias motherfucking Christ. Let's bring him in.
Yeah.
What's up,
good, y'all?
Man?
What's up?
Welcome to the show.
I want to thank you for coming on, man. I know you don't do these podcasts a lot, so as a friend and a fan, I definitely want to thank you.
Nah, it's all love, man. I don't really like doing these podcast shows and stuff too much. Most of the time, they don't know what the fuck to ask. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, what am I on this shit for? You don't even know who the fuck I am. You just want me on the show because somebody else. You know.
Well, I know you were one of the first cats to rap, sing, and produce in hip hop. And I want to start with there. My man, Stranger the Great, we were talking about, you know, you coming on the show. We was like, you the first cat we heard with your style. Like, how'd you come up with that style, man?
I mean, I was inspired, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
when I heard Force MD's, you know, when I was listening to Queen Latifah. You know, I was listening to TJ Swan and, you know, like Illa Now Scratch and, you know, things of that nature. Like it all, listening to all of that just kind of like inspired me to come with the style. You know what I'm saying? Like Smooth the Hustler, you know, we all grew up together, me, him, and Trig. Me and Trigger went to junior high school together. And we started out dancing first, you know, like okay. Just regular, like getting busy dancing, you know, 90s, 80s, 90s style dancing shit. You know what I'm saying? And Smooth decided, you know, he always was nice with rapping, but he really started taking it serious after a while. And me and Trigger followed suit, and he started showing us how to rap. And I was already privy to rap just from, you know, being a fan as a kid, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I was like, shit, you know, it'd be dope if I started singing my raps. But then I was a little skeptical because I'm like, at the time, niggas was jacking no R&B shit and no hip hop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah, you know, like EPMD was on some, like, you know, no R&B singers down with the hit squad, you know, the headbangers, you know, you're like, oh, shit.
Oh, man.
So what happened, we went and auditioned for DR, period. You know, DR was, you know, in that time frame, even to now, but in that time frame, he was popping. He's like Quincy Jones of the hood. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So we went down and auditioned for him. You know, I was in a crew called Ruckus, which was like Smooth's junior mafia, so to speak. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So we went down to DR studio in Bushwick. And we performed two songs for him that we wrote in my brother's crib. And he, you know, I didn't even know he even picked up on what the, you know, what the fuck I was doing, because he was just like, all right, cool. You know, after we was done type shit, like, all right, peace, you know. So I wound up calling him to go to shoot an idea to him that I had about a song. And then that's when he told me he was fucking with what we was doing as a crew, and he was like, yo, your style, that should be your style, the way you were singing and then you was rapping, that should be your style. I was like, word. You know, like, that was the confirmation for me, like, okay, I'm on to some shit. And, you know, he helped me cultivate it. You know, he helped me, you know, He produced me and helped me get it, you know, fine tune it, yeah. You know, and I just kept practicing and then working with DR, just, you know, being with my niggas in the hallway and we freestyling, you know, and it just started developing after a while. And I never thought that, you know, what I actually was doing was going to be accepted the way that it got accepted. Or even inspire certain people that don't even know that I inspired what they doing. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not one of them angry niggas that's like, oh yeah, niggas. I was at one point, you know, because I ain't gonna lie. At one point I was, but that's just natural when you've been in the system and you got played with by the system a bit. You get what I'm saying? You start realizing, like, hold the fuck up. Like, all this time that I was around, you know, being jovial and giving my energy, it was actually being manipulated to be used against me in some way or another. So I did get pissed off a bit, but I kept going and I kept working and kept showing up. You know, to the point that I was just getting my flowers, you know, from people, you know, even down to, like, you know, individuals like Paul, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was getting my flowers from people that made me, you know, recognize my contributions and how important my contributions are and is, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I, you know, with maturity, I stopped looking at it that way, you know, and I'm like, you know what, imitation is really the highest form of flattery. And it's not about, for me at this point, it's not about, oh, I did this first, I did this. It's really about me still being able to sustain doing it at the level that I'm doing it and still be alive and relevant to continue to do it. And I think that's more valuable than really giving a fuck about, you know, who said I was there or didn't or wasn't. Because it's already written, so it's like you can't take it from me. You know what I'm saying? It's like individuals like y'all were there. Like, you know, Paul was, you know, people were there to validate it. So I don't have to be vocal. You know, I don't have to be vocal. I just got to keep showing up and keep putting out the music and doing what I'm doing and introduce another talent, you know, as well, you know, to show that I'm not jaded to the point where I'm not willing to introduce other energies that I'm actually showing the business and showing them the shit that, you know, my moms was able to show me where I was able to maneuver through this shit and not kill some fucking body. You know what I'm saying? You know,
Yeah, man.
Allah's good, brother.
Now, let me ask you this. Around the time when you come up with that style, was anybody close to that style or similar to that style at that time?
Yeah. You had Domino.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Was kind of similar to that.
Yeah.
I'm all stepped up and I don't know why.
Yeah. You know, Devin the Dude. You know, Devin the Dude.
Oh, Devin. Yeah.
Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah. Who else I could say? Even Montel Jordan a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Like,
Who else?
Shout out to Montel Jordan. I did promotion on one of his records before.
You know, there was the. I mean, there was a. I mean, Ill and Out Scratch, of course. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like.
What about Nate Dogg? Like, was he like the West Coast
version? But Nate Dogg was a given. You know, like I figured y'all all knew that.
Yeah.
Oh, Butch Cassidy.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, I'm with the LBC.
Yeah, Butch Cassidy.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a few, especially like when you thinking about like Texas and the South, and you know, a lot of people were, you know, Juvenile. There was a lot of people who were like, you know, harmonizing with the rap. You know what I'm saying? Like. Especially like later on, like,
yeah. Well, you were way before Juvenile.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Way before Juvenile.
I definitely. But see, you got a factor too. A lot of niggas were hood famous.
Yeah.
So even though they weren't out, they were still known in their neighborhoods, which kind of like can validate them just, you know, being in the mix of it until their actual arrival came, or you know, like their. The universal arrival came, because that's even for me, like, I've been in the streets, you know, like, getting busy since, like, early 90, 91, you know, down. But I didn't get my record deal till I was, till like, 95, 96. So, you know, a lot of people in the street, you know, they heard me doing my style, like, you know, in the early 90s. You get what I'm saying? But that's the danger of ciphers and shit, too. Like, when you in ciphers, you don't realize that somebody in this motherfucking cipher is about to get a record deal or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then they get a record deal, and you be like, wait a minute. That sound like some shit I was doing in a cipher.
That was the exact same shit I spitted. I had spitted.
Yo. I'm not invested in drama or highlighting people names and shit for the sake of clout. So I'm not really with none of that.
Here we
shit.
Go.
But these, you know, motherfuckers, they seeing this, and I'm sure they are. They know who they are. You know that.
So, any of y'all got any questions for my man DV Alias Christ?
I absolutely
go
do,
ahead,
man.
Big face, man.
Big face, man. A fan, obviously. Absolutely. I follow that whole little crew. What's up, bro? Smooth the Hustling Trigger the Gambler, man. So when I heard that, I heard an underground tape of them. I had joined the Navy. I was like 17 years old, man. And I heard a tape of Broken Language like 8 or 9 months before it hit. And I was blown away as a writer, as a young rapper. I was a rapper. So I was writing, you know what I'm saying? And when I heard that, man, I was like, what? You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I need to do this shit. Like, that shit was hot as hell. Like, what did it feel like to be a part of that, man? And how does it feel to know that you in the history of hip hop? I mean, they can't take that from you, DB. Like, you there, bro. I mean, how does feel, man?
A fun fact on Broken Language, I was supposed to be on that.
Oh shit!
Oh man!
I was there when Trig, we was playing some shit that night, and my mom's had me on a strict curfew. She wasn't playing with me, you know what I'm saying? So wow. Street, they used to call me Street Lights and shit. You know what I'm saying? So so I had a little white pager that my mom's bought me, the SkyTel pager. Oh, remember them shits?
You can lead You had to talk to the operator.
So after we finished playing Spades, I don't even think they had the beat yet. I think they had the beat, but you know, Trigger one of them motherfuckers, like he'll have a beat in his mind, you know what I'm saying? And the first line was, "Base your eyes on the God." You know, that was all he wrote. I know I was supposed to be on the song, like we were supposed to all three be writing, and he wrote, "Base your eyes on the God." It has a kind of word, "Try, so pussy car, try." And he got to the death set of the... Yeah, once he got to that...
Get buried on the highway to do it that way.
Hey! Diddy. I was like, oh shit. Y'all gotta be out. Some of my mom's hitting me. I gotta go home.
So you couldn't make that song a little bit
later. Yeah, I got home a little bit later than I was supposed to. So I was on punishment.
So once I
came off punishment, I went down to the studio and DR was like, yo, I gotta let you hear something.
Oh my God.
What the fuck is this? Like, what you gonna let me hear? And I heard bam, 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 bam. I thought it was Dos Effects at first.
Oh shit.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. And wow. Bam, 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 bam. And the cast, what the fuck is that shit? I'm sitting here. And then I hear, oh, base your eyes on the guy. I'm like, oh shit. So I'm waiting to hear if there's a slot open for me to on the record when the song was done. And I was like, this shit is crazy. But I'll be honest with you, we didn't know that it was going to do what that shit did.
It's a classic, you know, the most classic underground
record. We the hallway rappers. You know what I mean by that is like how the shoe whoppers used to get up and shoe whop. That was us. Yeah. Got up every day in shoe wop. You know what I'm saying? So that was regular shoe wopping for us. Like, okay, all of our records that we, every record that you ever heard us come out with, 90% of it came from the hallway.
Mm. Oh, wow.
57 Saratoga, me banging on the damn wall, and I'm in a sound or some shit. And we made songs. And stored those songs and you know in us, and we sang them so much that you know they became our little chants around each, when we got around each other. That when the opportunity came for us to get in the studio and start working, we had so much fucking material. It's crazy, especially Smooth. He wrote every day. The niggas sit in the room and read a thesaurus all day.
Nobody heard that style before that Smooth the Hustle and Trigger Gambler had.
Nah, ever.
Ah, man.
Ever.
Like, yeah. I got a question, though.
All North Carolina Vagina Finders, but to you.
Yeah. I got a question, though. Like, whenever y'all got the records that y'all thought was one of the ones, from there, where did you go being, like, in the New York area? How did y'all get it from the streets to everybody's ears, like regionally and nationwide? Like, did y'all do street team work? What was the process?
Hell nah, we used to get in a few cars and shit, and we drive.
Mm.
It's like we used to do back in the days when we was hustling. You know, we hit the 10, we hit the I-95s. We go to where they fucking with us. You know what I'm saying? We heard about it. We, you know, because we did like college radio and, you know, college got everywhere. But we was in the street with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we was hustling our shit, like, pushing that shit in the street. And, you know, like, even the elders that were, you know, taking care of most of the business and shit like that, you know, they ran in the street at some point in time, too. So they knew, like, fuck it, we're going to have to go down to Fayetteville. We're going to have to go down to Virginia. And we're going to have to ride down to these places and pop the fuck up and get these motherfuckers our music and be like, look, this is what we're doing. And we were some of the first niggas to really do that. So because we was doing that and the shit, you know, the music was good, you know, it started to spread and the word was getting around. And by that time, Smooth wound up getting his deal with Profile, you know, so then now we had a little bit of chicken to work with, you know what I'm saying? You know, you know, so we could do a little whatever. And then from Smooth's situation, you know, Burke, you know, me and Triggs deal with Def Jam. So now we definitely got some more chicken to play around with. You know what I'm saying?
So would you say it was like Smooth, he broke out, and then he came to his partners or his peoples in his neighborhood and put them on after that, right?
Well, that That's was what the bunch. They had the team already.
Now, we was already running with each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we was on Gang Gang before Gang Gang was Gang Gang.
You know right.
Yeah, so we all hung out, you know, like we brothers, you know, we're brothers, so we all hung the fuck out every day. Like every day we was in front of 257. You know what I'm saying? We was in front of 257 Saratoga practically every fucking day. You know what I'm saying? So it was a given. And most of the dudes that ran with us, they was getting money too. So they paid their own way to move around with us and shit.
Mm-hmm.
DB, one of the dopest things you just said was, we went where they fucked with us. When he asked how y'all got the record out, he said, we went where they fucked with us. That's exactly what I'm talking about. If you in hip hop, go where they fuck with you.
That's it.
Right.
I'm like that to this day. Like, I don't trend hop. I don't try to go get the dope artist or whomever the fuck because of I really don't give a fuck about none of that. There's niggas that be fake mysterious. Like, I'm naturally a mysterious person. Like, if you catch me, you caught. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't go to the, like, anywhere you think I would be, I'm not there. Like, if it's some 50th hip-hop shit or whatever, I'm like Prince, bro. Like, I don't really like being around a lot of people, to be honest with you. I don't like talking to a lot of people, you know, like because for me, it's more about getting this music out. Now, if I have to communicate or converse with anybody, so be it. But if I don't have to, fuck.
I'm the same way. I'm a hermit. Davey, I know you got it. I don't want to take up too much of your time tonight, but I want to get my man, Mr. J, in here and see if he got a question for you. I know he's our hip hop historian on the show, just so you know.
No doubt. He is.
Yeah. Definitely. I wanted to kind of get your story about the process of one of my favorite joints. My Crew Can't Go for That. What was kind of the build for that?
You know what I mean? Well, sir, if you should know, sir, my son was actually born the day that I decided to come up with that record.
Congrats.
He was April 14th, 1996.
Okay, I'm right. April
9th. Oh, you're Taurus. My kid a Taurus too. My boy a Taurus.
Oh, he an Aries.
He's an Aries, like
you right. Mine's April 28th. Oh, what is this? Okay, it's
good. Yeah, he on the cusp.
He's an Aries, like me.
Yeah, so okay. We was all in
my That's why you get along with me, because I'm a Leo. I'm a Leo. That's why we get along, Pete.
We was all in my crib. And, you know, we was all in my crib. I lived in the pink houses at one point in time. So I was in, you know, we in the crib and we jamming, smoking. and I get a call from the hospital that my son was, you know, like, oh shit, where did I go? And, you know, I gotta go to Queens, I go to Jamaica, you know, make the hospital. Nobody seemed to want to take me. So I kicked everybody the fuck out, and me and my brother went to Grand Avenue train station, and we took the A to the J, and we took the J, and we on the J train, and rocking on the train. I always been like this since a kid. Something about the train gave me music. I'm sitting on the train, and I'm like, who can't go for that? No, my brother chimes in. No, can't do. I'm a can't go. No, I say, yeah, that's gonna be a song one day. So boom, Dr. Period, and you know, gets a call from Dante Ross, who was the CEO of the subsidiary we were signed to called No Doubt, that they got a opening for the Nutty Professor soundtrack, and they need a song. They need a song from us. So I immediately thought of that song, because I'm like, Nutty Professor sound, I don't know. It just felt like they got the money to clear this shit. So let's go big. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I thought of that, and then I didn't initially want DR to do the beat the way he did it. I wanted us to do it off, and I still feel if we would have did it off the original beat, we'd have made more money, because it had just been one sample opposed to Aretha Franklin and Hall and Oates. That's Aretha Franklin. So we had to give her money, Hall and Oates money, DR period money, and then we took a trick, had to bust it down. And 50% split three ways is 16.66%.
Wow.
So that record got that record got created I think, and I'll say this in humility, I have musical intuition. You know what I'm saying? So it's like someone can tell me the topic of something and say that it's for a movie or it's for this, and I can instinctively know what kind of song to come up with. Because I do music 100 million trillion times a day. So I'm always storing music in my head. So that was one of those processes where, you know, I had that song stored in my head, and everything else just was war. So I sat with DR the whole process of him putting the beat together, you know, to fine tune the melody. And once he did it, once he finished the beat, then I went to the stairs, because I got to seclude myself for some reason, or put my hands in my ears, you know, to channel in.
Fucking artistic freedom, DB.
Once I came to smoothing them eyes, I came, do you wanna take a ride to the hood, the hood? You know, I came with that, and it was like, awesome. And it just, you know, which is, you know, I tell you this, that when you hear the opening line for Nelly's country grammar, it's the same melody. You could find me in St. Louis rolling on the
Yeah, oh shit.
We got with that one.
Oh wow.
That's a little spice. I ain't gonna be getting no
money on that.
I saw some money coming.
Wait on that.
I wish.
he went diamond on that record, DB.
Yeah, man. You know, like I said, you know, I inspired a lot of cats who, you know, don't know me, or may act as if they don't know, but whoever's connected to the pens of these people know me, know exactly who I am. You know what I'm saying? So it feels good to be able to walk around with my chest poked out without having to poke it out. You know what I'm saying? If you know what I mean, like, I don't have to I don't have to do that, you know? I can chill, man. No bullshit, man. Like, it's been a blessing to be a part of something that I grew up watching as a kid and to be called a fucking legend, I still bug out over that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I bug out on that every time. Like, when I get called OG, I bug out. I didn't design my life to live past 20.
Damn. That's crazy.
I thought I'd be dead by 21. I didn't, like, literally. Like, my father, everybody tell you, like, I didn't think I was going, I didn't start planning for my 40s until I hit 30. Damn. Yeah. So everything I did from the point of 14 to 21, I designed already. I literally scripted most of that shit in my mind. So when I got to about 27, I was like, the fuck? And then I hit 30, I was like,
holy shit.
Oh, we made it, Mom.
All right, I got to start making some plans, you know? Like, so now everything that's been happening, you know, just my independent journey, it's just been like my new scribe from like everything you've been seeing me doing from 30 to now, I've been designing. So I got some shit in store, for people, man. Like, as long as I get here to breathe, man, like this is gonna be an interesting journey for music. Just with all of what you see is crumbling in front of us. You know, it's allowing so much to come in. You get what I'm saying? So we got to take advantage of this, even in what y'all doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Okay. Well, look, man, we appreciate you coming on tonight, man. You know I got nothing but love for you, man.
Nah,
nothing
but fans. God bless y'all.
You're a friend of the show. We about to get into some topics and talk about those, you know, R&B rappers, singers that came after you. And whatnot, you know what I'm saying? So, anything you want to shout out before you go, man?
I want to shout out, you know, my crew, government officials, you know, JP, the producer, you know, watch out for her, she coming. You know, my man, Will Sullivan, Tajoy Lee, you know, Brega Photography, my damn self. The whole crew, man, everybody.
My damn self.
Yeah, like we got a I got a really dope ass circle of individuals, man. And shout out to my partner Saeed. We got our new venture ICW in collaboration with. So we got a lot of great things coming. You know, some TV stuff, so on and so forth. So yeah, man. And I want to shout y'all out, man. You know, God bless every one of y'all, man. For I real, think- like I appreciate, you know. Y'all even asking me to be on the show and still, you know, checking for a brother because you could not be. You could be checking for some other shit. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate it. Real shit, bro. Man. Like, you know, you get a lot of dudes that's been in the game as long as I've been, and they'll get up here and act like y'all, like they doing you a fucking favor. And I'm not doing y'all no favor. Y'all doing me a favor, allowing me to get my voice out there and to support the music and the stuff that I'm doing that I work hard for. And in full gratitude, wow. I appreciate you, brothers, for real.
We appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you.
Groundbreaking type guy you are, bro, for real.
Nah, yep. I appreciate that. And I got more shit coming. You know, Paul Gang, so, you know, he, you know. So now y'all gang too. So you know we'll be in tune a lot more and promise. I promise as this shit starts to incline, y'all always will get the exclusives. Trust.
Appreciate it. And go check out that Ill Bill and DV Alias Christ. You know I'm a big Ill Bill fan, so you know y'all gotta go.
Yeah, shout out to Ill Bill, the whole Nonfiction crew, man, DJ Eclipse, the whole posse.
And definitely go check out DV Alias Christ on all streaming platforms. You see it below. Follow DV Alias Christ on Instagram at DV Alias Christ.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Appreciate Respect you coming the on tonight.
Salute, man. God bless
appreciate
you,
brother.
All right. Peace.
Peace.
That was dope. All right,
fellas.
Crazy dope.
Crazy dope.
Yeah, man.
For sure.
So let's get into it. Topics. Who is the best rapper / singer? Who wants to go first?
You got to tell us who to go first, Mr. Mediator. You control the show.
Well, you know, people can go first. So let's start with Mr. J over there. What you sipping on while you at it?
Just a little milkshake, you know what I mean? Just a little milkshake. Just a little milkshake.
Who you got? Best rapper / singers. I mean, you can do this. You can do like rappers that sing, dudes that rap and sing, or you could do is that kind of like rap harmonized, you know, like the Nellies, the DVLs, Crisis, the Bones. Who you got?
Yeah, we're gonna go. I got the list here. Lauryn Hill.
Yeah, she was.
No particular order, I guess. Andre 3000, Queen Latifah. We got CeeLo Green. Of course, you know, you probably heard a little bit more singing on his later killer album, did you, than you heard on the first album, The Soul Machine.
With Gnarls Barkley.
And definitely with Gnarls Barkley. But definitely check out that I Am the Soul Machine by CeeLo Green. You need to check that one out if you hadn't. Fonte from Lil Brother, of course, with the Foreign Exchange album.
Shout out to Lil Brother.
Black Thought. That was a surprise for me because you mostly heard him do rapping.
That's a surprise for me too.
Do rapping, but he's done some singing on some tracks as well. He's with the Roots on Late Night. They do a little, back and forth singing and stuff like that. Missy Elliott, of course. And Pharoah Monch. There's a joint called The Light from his Internal Affairs album. And there's a few other joints from different albums like War, where he sings on his tracks. That was a few besides the obvious that we just had on.
Sound like more than a few, but Big Face, what you got?
All the ones he said. Yeah. I mean, he named all of them. I mean, let's be clear. He named all of them. And shout out to the milkshake. Shout out to your milkshake. I'm drinking vodka. Fuck the milkshake.
I'm drinking Dizzle.
I know you're drinking some Dizzle. And you let me know when you're ready to take a Dizzle break. I'm sure you.
Yeah, we will after this topic.
So I'll say, of course, Missy, Lauryn Hill, number one. I mean, I don't know how you could, as far as skill, I'm not saying like volume of albums or anything, but she could really, really sing and she could really, really rap. Whether she wrote it, it's in the wind, right? Andre 2000, I think he is an underrated singer as far as he had some huge hits as a singer. And let's be real, Drake's crushed it. And really? And I'm gonna throw another curveball. I'm gonna take the last one y'all motherfuckers had, 50 Cent. He'd be singing like a motherfucker.
He was on that list. Yeah, he was on that list.
That's the list. Back to you, Paul. Back in the Triple
B. You take God.
Well, so you can't say 50 Cent without Ja Rule, I guess.
Yeah.
What would I mean? Without my baby?
Yeah, man. Big, huge. Great R&B collabos, too, the way he did with Ashanti.
Absolutely, man.
And then you got one of my favorite, well, Andre, like he said, but this guy's from that same cloth, the CeeLo Greens and all that, Future. T-Pain, rapper turned singer was his first album, so you know what I mean?
Yep.
And I throw Travis Scott in there, too. I throw Travis Scott in there.
I throw him in myself.
Oh, yeah. You can put Mutate in there. I do it all, baby. Ain't nothing to it.
Yeah. And by the way, if you heard Baby's Kids, go ahead right now. Listen to Baby's Kids.
Download it. Stream it.
Dope as hell.
For sure.
Bomb. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, man. And then what? Would y'all say Daylize? Is that kind of? Or were they whispering?
Yeah. You know why? Because they had them sing song hooks. Absolutely, man. Why not?
Yeah. And then Bone Thugs and Harmony. Oh, that Harmony in the name.
Harmony, yeah.
great.
That's it for me.
Tonight, Paul. We're all applause.
We're gonna be quick on this one. Y'all named everybody. I just got a top three. Drake, Lauryn Hill, and Missy Elliott. That's my top three.
That's solid.
I agree with that.
That's my top three. But I want to say shouts out to DV Alias Christ for being the first rapper, singer, and producers ever in hip hop. And right now we about to get into a quick Dizzle break so I can grab some more Dizzle and we'll be right back. As soon as I find this Dizzle commercial.
God damn it, you ruined my
whole thing.
Tropical drink. Me and my team, whenever we link up, they're gonna be drink up. We sit and relax and have few glasses when there's things to think about. Like I'm nice with the boss when I tend to the bars and I'm not talking drink up. So tell the bartender that's tending the bar to please pass me a big cup up. And tell that waitress is waiting on us to put a little ice in it. Now watch the ice become weightless like the spaceships that I be sitting in. No waiting list, another waiting for that tropical twist that'll kick your taste buds. Now taste some. Now I insist it's the
drizzle.
I really mean it. You could Dizzle too. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Just throw your Dizzle on ice and it's nice. Go to DizzleBrand.com. And that was the legendary Chip Foo, one of the fastest rappers of all time.
Paul, excuse me, man. What I want to shout out Latin Looney. We ain't even shout out Latin Looney tonight. He
admitted to the Latin Looney. He didn't show up tonight. Shout him up. But, we ain't forgot about you, brother.
Hola.
All right, so let's get into this next topic because we're going to speed it up so we can get to the very juicy topic of the night towards the end. All right, let's go with what's the best hip-hop and R&B collab?
You can go
album or single. Album or single. Let's start with a Mutate God.
I just got singles. Lovers and Friends. Lil Jon, Luda, Usher.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Damn you. Damn you.
I forgot about that one.
Them were good times.
That's number one on my list.
Good times, brother.
I mean,
another one that's one of my, all these, my like some of my favorite, Come Close with Common and Mary J. I love that joint. Yeah. That joint is fire to me.
Dope.
It's crazy. With Neptunes on the beat, with Rick, man. It's crazy. And the Roots, You Got Me, with Erykah Badu, Eve, and you know, that always sends chills down my spine. That is just amazing. That's just three I got. I got many of them, but I'm gonna just keep it. With, you know,
we don't want you to don't Mr. J us.
Mr. J is an assassin, bro.
Mr. J can fuck up with 15 on these motherfuckers. I fuck y'all. You got your juice boxes, Mr. J. God damn it.
Next up, let's go with the Circle of Kings podcast host himself, Big Face. Who you got?
Number one of all time. You motherfuckers is crazy if you didn't say, you're all.
You know that. That's
my
Method Man and Mary J. Motherfucking Blige is dopest of all time. And for me, the next number two. Only You 112 featuring Biggie. That shit was fire.
Yeah.
Fucking
Club Jam.
This might have been the number one, too. Ken Lee of the Nas fame featuring ODB. Hey, Dirty. Baby, I got you.
ODB will get on some legendary collabs, too.
There I go. Oh, yeah, and I don't even want to get into that because I want to take that from Paul because I'm sure he's on that. So that's what I got. That's my top three, and I'll fist fight your ass over, or I'll call El Gallo.
Oh, and y'all going to be fucked if he calls El Gallo. I'm going to tell you that right now.
You don't want to see El Gallo.
You don't want to see the rooster, boy. He'll fuck you up.
He said he likes some Big Face. Holmes, that's his homeboy. Don't get
Historian, Mr. J, what you got?
Yeah, man, y'all, you grab my top spot there.
I hope we kicked you,
Mary Blige.
Hey, two times,
Mary Blige.
Two times.
Yeah, man, Mary J. Blige, Method Man, All I Need. And when I got Maya and Jay-Z, Best of Me Part 2. Then I got LL Cool J, Boys to Men, Hey Lover. Man, if you throw that on and something don't happen, they don't like you. They don't like you.
Right. That was real.
And then I got J. Cole and Miguel, Power Trip.
Okay.
And then I got Big Sean and Janae Aiko. I know.
By the way, J. Cole, another sing song rapper too. Now, don't get it. Don't act like he ain't. Now.
That folding clothes.
He right there with Drake a little bit. He go there. He go there.
You know what? We forgot to name J. Cole for like the rapper kind of singer cats.
He can go there.
Yeah, he can go
don't
there.
Don't talk about the rapist like that. Don't talk about
okay. Up all night.
Don't do that, man. Don't listen to him, Cole. We love you, man. We love you here.
I love you. He knows I love him. Big Face love the rapist.
Shout out to the Shelter Records.
We're gonna talk about them tonight too.
My shirt, but don't make me break out the shirt under the shirt because it's a bomb shelter. Yes. All
right, so let's get into my
man Nerd. Shout out Nerd, what up Nerd?
Of course, y'all said Method Man and Mary J. You gotta say that. Nas. If I Ruled the World with Lauryn Hill, is one of my favorites. Warren G and Nate Dogg. You gotta talk about Regulators. Let's roll out. G and Nate Dogg. This might be a little one y'all weren't thinking of. Fabulous and Little Mo, Superwoman.
Yeah.
Oh, Little Mo.
Fabulous
and Little Mo. Yeah.
But
what? Yeah.
Winner is, I was in Black Canvas and I watched my man DJ Wolf start playing Usher. Oh, let me phrase it. Let me go back. Usher.
Always.
Yeah, the other one, right? The other one,
Lover
yeah.
And Lover and Friends. And yeah. I was like, what the fuck is going on? What the fuck is going on here?
Crazy.
This shit still hits like this?
We're going to get the ass ate that night.
You play that shit anywhere, bitches is going crazy in the club.
Yeah, turn that on.
They're
going crazy.
I mean, I seen it with my own eyes. Usher and Ludacris, Lovers and Friends, man. Like, that shit is fucking ridiculous, yo.
But you know, they had two records that were smashing. Because at that time, they done it again. I forgot about the first one.
Yeah, The Little John and Usher, Ludacris. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had about three or four, maybe, man.
They were killing it back then.
Yeah.
Yo, shout out to everybody watching the live right now, man. Big ups to DJ Grind Time. He was checking in. Big up to Paula G.A. Hey, I see you, brother. Where you been at, man? Come on.
G.A.
Maurice.
Shouts out to my man, Dirty Bo.
You got, bro?
Dirty Bo said he got a fighter for us, Big Face.
Hey, I need 10%. Come on, let you boy.
You heard that, Dirty Bo? We need 10%.
We need
10%. Don Face.
Latin Looney commented, let's go.
Dimelo, Kiyoki.
Yeah. Damale, bitch.
All right, we're going to get to the next topic, and we ain't going to stay on it too long, but we're going to make it quick, though. Happy 34th birthday to Lord Finesse and Mike Smooth, Funky Technician. I'm going to start with Mr. J. Why is this album so important?
Man, it's just the building blocks for DITC. One of the, you know what I mean? That Funky Technician single is just dope. It's the first time you hear a sample of James Brown's A Blind Man Can See It. That sample is like, if you heard Dos Effects, Flip It, that sample is just timeless. It's dope. Of course, it's James Brown, so it's always funky. So that's not a lot to be said about that, man.
All right, let's go with Big Face. Anything you got to say about happy 34th birthday to Lord Finesse and Mike Smooth?
First of all, happy goddamn birthday, Lord Finesse and Mike. And secondly, finally we're getting some fucking button work, Mr. J. You got to talk. And what Mr. J said, man, if you did nothing else but sow the seeds for DITC, you ain't got to do nothing else. Dig it in the crates, man. Means a lot to hip hop more than any of y'all cats watching. I hope that y'all Google this shit. If y'all in the comments and you don't know who DITC is, you don't know who Digging in the Crates crew is, Google it. And he ain't got nothing else after that. He's done a ton after that. They've done a ton after that. Lord, for that's Jesus Christ. But if that's all they did, I appreciate you in hip hop. That's it.
That's right. Google it and do your damn studying.
You got jet. You get punched in the snot box, bitch. Studying. You killed me with that shit.
Mutate guy, you got anything to say about this album, or you want me to finish it off?
Nah, you finish off. I don't care. I don't care. Like, yeah, you know, you can finish.
Please don't tell Diamond D that, because we're trying to get him on the show.
Nah. Shout out to Diamond D.
But shouts out to Diamond D. I seen he posted this, and I want to talk
about it. Yeah, I seen him too. And we did the what ifs recently. Showing.
And this is a big what if. What if this album doesn't pop? Man, is there, you know, DITC? Is there Diamond D? Is there Big L? Is there Showbiz and AG? Do we got OC?
Wow, man.
I fuck with Big L, though.
What happens? You know what I'm saying? What
Showbiz and AG. I mean, Jesus Christ, man. I mean,
yeah.
Fat Joe.
Shout out to
Fat Joe.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to Fat Joe. I mean, you know, that's
my guy.
Yeah,
he's at the BKFC 57. He calls me
Face now. He calls. He said, "What up, Face?" I say, "You want somebody this bottle that Saudi Arabians paid for?" Because I didn't. But Saudi Arabians. What up, Joe?
So basically, if this album doesn't pop, Fat Joe isn't performing at BKFC 57, right?
Or Fat Joe got 50 stacks to come in for 5 minutes and perform and then sit and drink for free. And a party with a bunch of champions. Hell yeah.
Shouts out to Fat Joe. And definitely, we're trying to get a Terror Squad member on the show. So Fat Joe, bring us to Terror Squad member.
Sneak peek. Paul just leaked a little bit. But just so y'all know, we will have a member of the Terror Squad coming in the coming weeks. You know how we do this live in Vietnam, man. This is the 2-6. This is the home of motherfucking 3D Straw. Y'all not know that? This motherfucker right here, been doing it for 25 years, especially. Now he got the whole movie. I'm telling y'all, man. Hey, shout out the festival. When's the festival? I want to be at the festival.
April 13th, man. April 13th. I'm diligently working on it.
Four days after my birthday.
Hit me up if you need me to help you with that, man. Hit me up if I can help you. I'll help you any way I can.
All right, so we're going to get the last topic of the night, man. And I think this one might go for a while, man. Killer Mike, when's the Grammys?
Mm-hmm.
Gets arrested after the Grammys, and not only does he get arrested, he gets a bunch of hate and backlash for winning the Grammys.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. How you win the Grammys, get hate for winning the Grammys, and you get arrested for winning the Grammys.
You get arrested for winning the Grammy, Paul.
I like that. That's a good take, man.
Yeah.
That shit going viral.
I'm throwing my tinfoil hat on tonight, but
that shit going viral.
Let's go.
I'm gonna let the guys start with this one because we were talking about
conspiracy theory. Let's go.
Yeah.
I feel like I've never seen, matter of fact, I'll keep it on 100, man. I ain't never seen so much criticism and hate from people in general. More than the times we living in now. It's like the weirdest times that we living in. So a man wins the Grammys, and I have people say that doesn't validate our culture. I say, that's cool, but I ain't gonna throw a Grammy away if I get one. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is, it's like a man been in, he's an elder statesman in hip hop. He's been in from the rooter to the tutor. He's been around the greatest crew. One of the greatest crews of all time. He sat back. He waited his time. He broke off. He did stuff with Big Boy on the Purple Ribbon stuff. He went and did his own group on that was more so with the more underground scene of hip hop in the mainstream.
Run the Jewels.
And so then he doubles back. He gives you a solo album. And it's way different from his first solo album. It's more so what we thought the first solo album would have been. More like a dungeon sound, right? He wins, then everybody hates him. That's puzzling to me. I believe it's a disease out here called hate a nigga. Because it's like, yo, I don't understand. I really don't understand why would you hate a man for staying 10 toes down with a crew, never did nothing, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then, what is he, 40, 49, right? 48, 49, all right? Yeah, he, yeah. And he finally wins a Grammy.
Whoa, bro, stop, bro. The hate. He's 41, bro.
He's 49. He's 49.
He lied to me. I'm going to call him after this. He lied to me.
But the thing is, that's beautiful because hip-hop is 50. He's 49. That projects something for the future for elder people that want to rap and everything in between. Now, just because here's the excuse people are giving. They're saying like, okay, well, he's been in the game for 20 years already. He already had his connections and all that. I don't give a damn about none of that. If you win, you win. And we all want to win. You know what I'm saying? We all want to win. If I win now versus when I was 18 or 20, I don't give a fuck. I won. It don't matter when you win, as long as you live long enough to get a win. You know what I'm saying?
I love you, Straw. That's why I love this.
I'm just saying. And it's just like, yo, I just don't understand the hate and the backlash for that, man. It's just really sad to me. But I ain't gonna take y'all. Who wanna go, Mr. J? What you think?
Before I move it on, why do you think that hate is? What do you think that hate is?
Well, we're living in a time where, well, right now in this particular time, man, it's kind of like they say. Well, a couple years back, they say it was a young man's game. Old niggas get the fuck out, right?
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
So now the elder statesmen are starting to say, all right, we cool. Y'all young people have it. We'll just do our thing over here. And now the thing over here is so creative that the powers that be can't deny it because they know how to do it well. You know what I'm saying? If you're a race car driver, it don't matter if you're 20 or 65, a win is a win. And it's kind of like, People are misconstrued and they're following every freaking trend of whatever media says to make them feel validated for whatever they failed at. You know what I'm saying? When it comes from a lot of our own people that's in our age bracket, they follow suit with whatever goes on that's heard about in the young age bracket so they can feel validated and not look like a hater instead of loving themselves and just look like yourself and be who you are. And you can still win. It don't matter. But this hate, I don't get it. If the man won, he won. You know what I'm saying? If he won, he won. And let him have that. Let him live with that. He worked hard on that album. He put his own money up. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, no matter how much connection, we all have the same connections. It's just, do you want to get the money to use the connections that Mike had? Or do you want to sit on your ass and do what you want to do? What you got, Faith?
Go ahead, Faith.
Shout out to DJ IG. He just said, well said, Straw, on my live.
Appreciate IG, shout out.
Absolutely. Shout out IG. Shout out Izzy Nice, my mans and them. Shout out the Bomb Shelter. These motherfuckers, what? This is my peoples. My peoples. All our peoples, goddammit.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what do you got? What do you think about this Killer Mike situation?
What I think about it is live from Vietnam. We called this a couple weeks ago. We told y'all the Killer Mike's album was the album of the year right here on Live from Vietnam like 2-3 weeks ago.
They've been saying it all year, Faith.
Absolutely. He had the dopest verse. He had the dopest song. He had the dopest aesthetic. And I love what he said, you know, when they told him at 41 years old, that's why I got stuck on that age, you can't rap no more. Well, nobody told Mick Jagger he couldn't sing rock and roll no more. Nobody told Luciano Pavarotti he couldn't sing opera no more. Nobody told Beethoven he couldn't play the fucking piano no goddamn more. Nobody told Charlie Pearl Parker he couldn't play the goddamn rap no goddamn more. So what? He as a goddamn hip-hop artist, I can't do my art no goddamn more. Let me tell you something. That shit's over. I hope y'all enjoyed it because it's a rap. You just saw it. And this is only gonna, yo, motherfuckers like Kung Fu. I mean, I had an album when I was 20 years old. I was doping up at that time to garner enough interest to get enough money and enough people behind me and management and this and this, this, this to create that buzz. Whether you like it, you don't, whatever, whatever. At 47, you think I'm worse at it?
You get better.
Welcome to modern era hip hop. Welcome to everything else, rock and roll, every other genre. They can do what they want. So we're here now because we're legitimate. We made it 50 years, just like rock and roll did. Your mama said it ain't gonna last. Your daddy said it ain't gonna last. Motherfucker, suck a dick. We here. We're never leaving. We're the number one Western genre in the world, in the fucking world. The Japanese love us, the Russians love us,
Black Germans love us, white love us, Japanese love us, foreigners love us,
Germans love us. Everybody love us.
Everybody love us.
Number one genre in the world.
And everybody that's trying to sell something love us too.
We call y'all that. And man, shout out, man. By the way, Killer Mike is a friend of mine. I've met him a couple times. Great fucking dude. Big ups to him. I hope to see him at a bare knuckle fight soon. Maybe he'll come to LA Brawl. I'm gonna send him some shit. Let's go. LA Brawl is gonna be huge. So,
right.
Yo, man. I mean, thank God is what I said. I didn't watch the fucking Grammys because fuck the Grammys. It ain't our awards.
So, right.
I heard that he won three, and it made me sleep a little better at night.
That's another thing, Faith. If everybody gonna discredit the Grammys like that, I want y'all motherfuckers to be rallying behind the BET Awards like it ain't no other.
Thank you.
Y'all better be.
Yeah, Paul can't rally behind the BET Awards. You beat our goddamn asses.
You better be on the BET Hip Hop Awards like it's no business. You know what I mean?
If not, then shut the fuck up. If not, if right. they, you know, rallying, then shut the fuck up.
That's right.
And exactly. DJ IG just like said, we the only culture that do that dumb shit.
That's the truth. Facts.
Shout out to Ike. Shout out to Izzy, man. My guys, man. Fuck that. Izzy was my guy for 25 years, though. Shout out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they're right. We're right.
Mr. J, man, what just you like, to say about this?
Yo, the whole thing is, he gave you a classic album. What more do you want?
A fucking
classic. The problem is partially what Mutate God was saying, but it's also partially... We live in an era where people have more technology and more viable information at their fingertips, but they dumber than ever. Like you could have easily Googled that and Googled who he was and found out exactly what went on and why this album is a classic. You know what I'm saying? From start to finish. And beyond that, the backstage stuff, I mean... Dude, we had somebody at the Oscars get slapped and spun around in a circle and nobody touched him.
That's a fact.
And then
you get,
Killer Mike wasn't even involved in the actual incident from the reports that I read. It was a third party. So he didn't even put hands on nobody. But you arrest him. That's sideways.
A little spooky to me.
You know what I mean? I'm throwing my conspiracy hat, man. He was trying to buy NBC. I'm throwing my conspiracy hat.
Who was trying to buy NBC?
Bill Cosby.
That was a bar.
Oh, you talking about Cosby shit? Yeah, yeah.
That was a bar, man.
I got you. Yeah. All right, so let me throw my conspiracy hat. He's on Bill Maher. And he literally won't endorse Sleepy Joe Biden, who can't fucking ride a bike, walk God up damn. No fucking steps.
He can't ride
his
a bike.
Fucking pants. Shits his fucking pants. And you expect him to endorse him. As soon as he don't endorse him,
Paul,
he's getting arrested for winning a Grammy.
He called the president of Mexico the president of Egypt. And then he said that Mexico... They keeping the border open at Gaza. What?
Oh, man.
Please, somebody go get my guy. Go get my guy. I'm a patriot. Go get my guy. Yeah. Save my guy.
And then I heard Nas should have won.
Why?
Let's move on from that.
Why?
Nas is dope. Nas keep doing the same album over and over again.
Yeah, Nas is dope.
Hit boy.
He had album of the year,
Nas
bro.
Nas is hit boy.
He had an album.
Albums, but it wasn't. But it wasn't a classic.
I think
Nas has already had his classic.
I think they gave it in because they couldn't give him all the Big Mike.
Damn, they got the whole category except for one, right? And Cole got that one. Cole got the one, right? Him and what's the boy's name?
It was melodic. It was like melodic, best melodic ever. Oh, my God.
We get through a whole show without announcing
Wait,
J. Cole won a
Grammy. So Cole won a Grammy?
Yes,
with,
that's melodic.
Is that his first
with the boy from Chicago.
Is that his first Grammy?
No. He got one with 21.
Okay. So you talking about Lil Durk?
Yeah, he got the one with Lil Durk, yeah.
Yeah, and that boosted Lil Durk's career.
Oh, it, what?
So Lil Durk is amazing. Lil Durk, that a fade now motherfucker rapped on your song.
Yeah, it could be.
The fade now motherfucker, though.
Lil Durk, that dude, though, now.
Yeah.
Lil Durk, that dude, now, though. I'm telling you. He got Chicago crazy. That dude, man.
Let's hope he survives this city.
All right, so we are an hour and 10 minutes in. I want to get to another little topic. Nervous Rat called me the other day. Said he wanted to buy from Fade Nine to exclusively release, you know, the press release for Shelter Records signing Pretty Face Gangster and whatnot. And, you know, me and Mutate Guy were talking about this. Like, this is something that cats in the Ville need to get behind. Y'all need to pay attention to this. Watch what's going on with this. Get behind this. I'm gonna start with Mutate Guy. Like, you got anything to say about this?
I'm gonna say this, man. For one, I was surprised that Nerve wanted that announced the label. For one,
okay.
I always knew All Terrain Music. So the new Shelter Records, it's refreshing to me. And to sign one of the hardest working dudes that DeVille has ever seen with Pretty Face Gangster, bro, aka Sweepstakes, if y'all don't know.
Yeah.
Bro, the man has been working so hard, bro. In all good favor and blessings go to Pretty Face. The dude's an amazing writer. He got the swag. He got everything a rapper supposed to have, man. And I just feel like that was one of the smartest things I've seen in our 910 Fayetteville, Rayford, surrounding county culture that has happened in a long time, because it makes perfect sense to me. You know? What you got, Faith?
Well, yeah, your face. You the Vietnam, like, you know, the guy that loves every Vietnam rapper, all the up and comings, the old schools. What you got? You the Vietnam.
He the Snoop Dogg of Fayetteville.
He loves everybody, everything about Fayetteville rappers. Way more than me.
So, I mean, let's just go ahead and say this right here, man. So shout out to Izzy, man. Me and Izzy got a lot of history. Shout out to Sweet.
Shout out to Izzy, you know, now.
Shout out to Pretty Face Gangster.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What I said.
PFG.
Shout out to Nerve, man. A long relationship there. Actually, man, me and Filth been friends a long time. And me and Nerve been friends not as long as Filth, because, you know, going back, growing up here, when I came out, Nerve was my adversary. That was who, you know,
that was the white wars. Y'all had white wars.
Yeah, we did. We did.
I mean, that's the whole up.
I didn't know that existed, by the way.
No, we did.
Y'all put me on that. I didn't know.
No. The white boys were heavy. We were heavy competing.
So were y'all competing with Milk too?
We were competing with anybody that was of the same shade.
That was my guy.
Anybody that was in the pale white Casper the Ghost shade, we were competing with them motherfuckers. We wanted to be D-top dog.
There was a few. I ain't like none of y'all.
There was a few, but we were competing.
I didn't know, man.
Yeah.
I'm glad to be friends with y'all today, because I would punch you in your face back in 1990. So. And Nerve and me, Nerve was about, me and Nerve were very similar. You know, we're brainiac rappers that usually live with tough guy personas. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Naturally, that was a natural, you know, which I respected him. I was actually in the, you know, the Skate Zone back in the day off of McPherson. I was in there when they had their first live show. And I said, look, these motherfuckers can pack this shit in right here. And Filthy, man, one of the best writers, man, RIP Filthy Rich, man.
RIP, real.
Fast rider, fuck the real. So let's get back to this, right? The Shelter, man. Come on, man.
If you Shelter Records, bro. Yeah.
Shelter
Records.
The Shelter Records. excuse me. You know, at slangs, white boys, thanks to the Shelter. if you missed the first wave and you thought you was cool because you liked them after they were hot. Well, here it is, man. Nerve don't never fucking steer you wrong. First of all, Nerve don't fuck with nothing that ain't legit. Nerve is a legit cat, man. Like, you know, he's a solid dude, solid MC, solid producer, solid everything. You know what I'm saying? So, PF, that whole team is strong. Izzy, dope road DJ, dope producer. Take him on the road with you, man. You got a winner, winner, chicken fucking dinner. That whole spot, Cheetah, all of them. I mean, so they have got a fantastic artist squad. It's going to blow. I mean, and you know, you can Fayetteville, you know, sometimes you know how we like to do, y'all.
You better wake up early.
Mr. 2-6, I know y'all like to get on the bus and the last goddamn two seats left. But you know, in this day and age, we don't really need you. We love you. We don't need you. But we're bringing you. We're dragging your asses. We don't need you. He's going to do it regardless. I expect this to be a huge success easily. I mean, because music's going to be solid. The artist is definitely solid. The whole team's solid. So, and a whole lot of shit.
You know, shout out to Bob Wire, too.
For sure. 100%. So, I mean, like it, lump it. You ain't got to like it, motherfucker, because I'm going to love it. You know what I'm saying?
Mr. J, the historian, what you got for me?
What can you say? Historic day. You know what I'm saying? Definitely big. Everybody. You know, you hear the rumblings of folks talking about, you know, why a person signed with this, why a person signed with that. I said it before. I say it again. I posted it this week. Get on board. Show love. Network with everybody. Support everybody. This is what it's about. We can be as big as we want to be. This is kind of the buildings of that. Building blocks all day.
Mm-hmm. Buy some shit too, y'all.
Facts.
Put some money in some motherfuckers' pockets.
Support
is great. But support be free. We want some fucking money, man.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if we putting shit out, investing in this shit, and motherfuckers don't return no paper, how are we going to keep going forward, man?
You don't even know we're spending, bro. I was in Miami for a week. You couldn't even imagine spending that money.
Miami!
That motherfucker is going to Myrtle Beach.
You spent it on us that day. You spent it on us that day. We sitting out here. We like, yeah, I'm in Miami, baby.
Yeah, he's standing on the comments like, yeah, bitches, y'all in Fayetteville. I'm in Miami at the BKFC 57. I'm seeing Tracy.
I'm proud of you, Faith. I'm proud of you, bro. For sure.
I'm seeing Jason Paul, Pierre. I'm seeing Fat Joe. Man. I'm seeing who we miss. Who we miss?
You already know that straw.
Man, you already know.
Mayor Tracy McGrady, John Mayor Tracy McGrady, Tony Loco Soto, Jason Pierre Paul.
Andre Agassi. Andre Agassi. Andre Agassi. King of tennis.
He's looking
mad. Hey, that's my guy.
He's playing pickleball at the casino that day. You know, hey, shout out to me who won $750 on the poker table in 2 days, baby.
For sure. Because
your boy could play tag. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Texas Hold'em. But, you know, the whole experience is great because why? Man, if you do something, what I said today, man, if you do something you love, like what we're doing right here, fellas, this is a brotherhood love. We do this because we love it. Yo, it's going to bounce. It's going to bounce. Do what you love, man. Have some passion about your shit. Life is short. You're going to be in the dirt and you worried about a motherfucking, you know, if your shoes match your socks, bitch. Wake up.
All right, before we get to the shout outs, I want to say I was honored that a Nervous Wreck hit me up about exclusively dropping this.
Fuck yeah.
I didn't know why he was hitting me up. And when he was like this, I was like totally honored. Mutate guy called me. We had a nice conversation. I'm not going to get into the conversation. But I just want y'all to really pay attention to this because there's some interesting things going with this. We talked about some things. It's very interesting. Some head scratches on this one. You know what I'm saying? Some head scratches on this one.
Keep it tight.
So, so shouts out to Brian, Nervous Wreck. Shouts out to Pretty Face Gangsta, a.k.a. Sweepstakes. Definitely honored to that they hit us up live from Vietnam to exclusively drop it.
Fuck yes, man.
I think the only post on the Shelter Records right now, Facebook, is just the live from Vietnam post, you know. So, yeah,
when
man.
You told me when Paul called me and said, yo, man, I got something to say. I said, what's up? He said, Nerf said, you have to do this thing with PFG. I'm like, what? Exclusively? Man, that's huge because you know what? Nerf don't got to do that. That's what I'm saying. He's just like us, bro. He's a 2-6 motherfucker. And a lot of people look at that shit and, ah, yeah, whatever, whatever. Well, motherfucker, you ain't got to carry the flag. We don't want you to be honest with you. But the motherfuckers that carry the flag are dope as fuck. That's what I'm saying.
And who fits the Faye and our bombers better than us?
Complain about it. We don't want you to carry.
Who fits the Faye and our bombers better than us?
We is. Motherfucker, let's do it again. Hey, shout out to D.A. Baracus. The dopest name ever.
Shout out to D.A. Baracus.
The dopest name ever in hip-hop, goddamn it. I'll drive a van. Let's put it together. We'll build some shit. I'm face man. Let's go, D.A.
Shouts out to Mr. Jones, who had me ask on the Bomb Shelters interview, is D.A. Baracus a real person?
Yeah, I met him. He's a fucking real person. They don't knock your goddamn block off, just like he thought. Mr. T scared of D.A. Baracus.
So, yes, D.A. Baracus is a real person.
Shout out to Diddy. I see you, boy.
Fucking dope.
Tell D.A. Baracus to holler at me. We'll do the D.A. Baracus Face Man mixtape called A-Team Shit. Let's go.
And shouts out to DJ Ike Jeter, who been tuning in the whole fucking show. Man.
What?
Of course.
We fucking love you, man.
Legend.
Shout out, brother. My brother, for sure.
Fucking hell yeah, bro. All
right, so let's get into the shout outs.
Yeah.
Let's get into the shout outs.
Who going first?
Mr. J, go first.
Me? Mr. J.
No doubt. Once again, everybody on the show, everybody who's checking it out, once again, we spread love. You know what I'm saying? Underground Experience. Check out the blog. If you need an interview, I'm still interviewing independent artists on the blog. Check out the website. Every one of us on here got some merch. So check out the website for my merch and go pick it up.
Yep.
Go pick up the merch.
Baby.
So, hey, Valentine's Day is coming. Y'all need to go ahead and get some merch.
I'm single, so.
Yeah, Valentine's Day.
What you got?
We know,
Big Face, what you got with the shout out?
Yo, Big Face, you up?
Next up.
So he's okay, me. I thought he said mutate.
It don't matter. Well, it don't matter.
Yeah, I'm good. You know, but shout out to, first of all, shout out to Paul Masson, man. My guy.
Thank you.
Come on, man. Always. That's my partner, man. We got big things going in this bare knuckle game. It's the hottest, fastest growing sport in the world. Shout out to BKFC. Shout out to all the champs from 57. It was a huge historic event. Shout out to the champ, Austin Trout. He's probably tuning in. He's on this. So shout out to you, champ, man. What a beautiful masterpiece of a show you put on in Miami. Shout out to El Gallo. Shout out to Royal Ryan Reaver. For real. My guy. Come back of the night. Those are three fights that really changed the shit for me. Shout out to everybody here. Shout out to the city, man. With Big Face, you know, I love the city. You little starry motherfuckers that you are. And let's have a shot, you know. I want all the juice boxes and I want to eat all your snacks up. Shout out to you, mom.
For sure. Well, man, shit. Shout out to my wife. You know, it's Valentine's Day coming up. You know what I'm saying? I won't see y'all till after that. But shout out to her. Okay. She's doing her thing. She's working on a film right now down in Atlanta. So shout out to her.
She working on a movie?
Yeah, that's what she does, man. She works on film.
Shout out to Matt Seifel and Nepotown.
I didn't know that.
She's working the major film industry, man. It's crazy. But also, like, shout out, of course, Uncle Chuck, my partner, and this Wool Boy Digital experience of innovations that we create. You know, shout out to the Mutate Fest, April 13th, that's coming together. Payola Stacks, I Want This More Than Ever's out streaming now. Tia Hart's in the studio this weekend. We're going to be starting to work on her joint EP. Also, shout out to the Modeo Magazine and the Modeo Pod Radio Experience is going to be launching April 7th. So I want all the artists, man, from the area and everywhere to send their music, you know what I mean, to modeomedia@gmail. You know what I mean?
Make sure you send me that email so I can get my clients involved. I got a bunch of clients that might want to get involved with that, and I can help y'all out with that.
Straw also told me, y'all don't know this, I'm a breaking news right here. Straw says I got published in MMA Junkie, I got published in Knuckletown, and he was going to allow me to write articles for Modeo. So there we go.
Well, for sure. Hell yeah. Let's go.
There we go.
You already know, man. We
PFG.
We gang. You know what I mean?
Special article. Exclusive article on PFG and Modeo. Watch and Bomb Show. Watch how we about to do this. This is how we do it.
Let's go. But yeah, it's, shout out the whole 4728376. You know what I'm saying? Rayford, Bucktown, Hoke World, however you want to call it, my hometown. You know what I'm saying? Shout out that whole 4-7. Everybody just keep hustling, keep mutating, man. You know what I'm saying? Today, you know what I mean? Like I say, it takes a mama mentality to mutate on the marathon, man. That's what I say. Shout out to Nipsey and shout out to Kobe.
Big Face, before I do my shout outs, who is it that's got the king of the city? I mean, the key to the city?
The cap, you know, was it? Is it Joseph Williams? Am I making that a wrong assumption?
The player from Kansas City, the from Chief Kansas State.
What's his name? The safety.
From,
is it Joseph
name?
Williams?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, just in case you don't got your name right, shout
Jack,
out Rick, to him.
Jack.
By the way, and he's good for the Chiefs, and he's the safety, and he's in the Super Bowl. So, shouts out to him, and hopefully, you bring another Super Bowl. Back to the Ville.
Well, hang on. Whoa. As you say that, hang on. So, you know, he played at Jack Britt, played at Fable State, drafted in the NFL. Second year in the league, played at 2 Super Bowls. And you will see him live on Fayetteville Live next week, win, lose, or draw in the Super Bowl, because he's from here and he's already committed.
Committed, so we're trying to get him on live with Fayetteville.
That's dope.
Hopefully he's busy tonight.
Well, so he'll be in here next week, and because we love the city and he love us too.
For sure. I got one more thing, guys.
Go ahead.
That I forgot to say. Yo, hometown, 910, Fayetteville, surrounding counties. Stop the negativity and the bullshit, man. Stop. Nice. I seen so much bad shit on Mo Ray this week. It's fucking ridiculous, bro.
What's that about?
We can save it for the next time because this could go on all night.
Do it, Strong.
Okay, give me a little taste.
No, I'm just saying it was. I don't know the whole premise, but I know it's people talking about the man's downfall. You know what I'm saying? Of the music shit, right? And I'm sitting here like, yo, everybody was praising this man whenever he was blowing. And everybody was like had their hand out for him, wanting him here, there, and everywhere. I met him for the first time in the airport going to California. He was there in the airport with me at RDU. Shout out, dap me up, we was cool, boom. Junior Jones was there as well. Shout out, whatever. You know what I mean? But it's like y'all be praising motherfuckers whenever they on the way up, when they spark some shit. But when they gotta do the grind hard shit and they kind of falling down. Y'all tell them all the way down. They can't do that shit, man. Nah. You got to stop doing that shit. Because motherfuckers want a whole scene. They want a rap scene. They want a music scene. But they don't know how to conduct themselves adequately between the music scene. Just because you criticize don't mean that you're validated to criticize. Everybody don't have to listen to it. But the people that's hating, yo, man, chill out with that bullshit, man. Because one day it's going to be you on top. What goes up comes down. And it's hard to fight back up sometimes. But let's uplift this man. If he need help, let's help this man. Let's help him get back where he was at because we need more of him. We got Pretty Face now that's about to do his thing. We got Yolo Roo that's doing his thing. We need all of us. We need them. You know what I'm saying? We need all of that shit. You know what I mean? So with that being said, stop the hate. Show more love. It is what it is. And if you got something to criticize, be valid in your criticism.
With that being said, first and foremost, shouts out to Moray. Fuck you haters. Shouts out to Yolo Roo, because I'm a fucking fanatic of Rumble. Yolo Roo, if you're fucking listening, I'm a fanatic of Rumble. If I'm a fanatic of one song, you winner, chicken dinner, like Face said.
Yeah, man.
Shouts out to everybody on Live from Vietnam. Shouts out to Circle Kings, all the fighters we fucking interview.
Man, shout out to the fighters.
Definitely shouts out to my guy, Redneck fucking Mandel. Redneck Mandel.
He said, by the way, on Miami, he said, what's up with Pete? I said, he don't do this.
I'm going to show face soon. I'm going to show face soon.
He stays in the lair all the time. He's got 3
studios. Well, we going to Miami? That's what you're telling me? Or Vegas? What are we doing?
We going everywhere. We going
podcast
everywhere.
Live?
We go every fucking way. We worldwide with this bitch already. Y'all just don't know. Circle of Kings is about to go worldwide across the fucking ocean.
100%. He's not even front there. He's not front at all.
I can't even say too fucking much now.
You signed an NDA.
Yeah, we got a non-disclosure agreement, but Circle of Kings is fucking worldwide already. It's a matter of 2 months.
NDA.
Stop.
You're fucking the money up.
Circle of Kings, we're taking over bare knuckle fighting, man.
Take that. Can we mute the Power Father?
Somebody, hey, bust the door. Who over there with Paul? Man,
it's a
rat. We're
taking over.
Right,
okay.
I have my shit behind this electric ball.
Hey, FaZe, man, when the ball blew, though, man, what's up with that?
Wow. You ain't never got to worry about FaZe.
He got blue balls.
Straw, how dare you, bro? Straw know more about Big Face.
Big Face a wild boy. I ain't going to get into that. Especially back in the day.
Listen, Big Face believes in this. You don't have to chase success. You attract success.
That's the pimpish boy. Hey, boy, we need to leave out on that one. For sure.
Before we go, anything y'all want to say?
I'm good, man.
Four times up.
All right, peace. You take me out.
4-7.
Beats by Trill, straight Killerville, dog.